Welcome back to our weekly conversation with the head coach of the Ben Davis Lady Giants, Coach Joe Lentz. Coach, you got a good win last night at Franklin Central, 59-48. You fell to Center Grove last Friday by one. Kind of take me through the loss of Center Grove as well. How were you able to rebound and pick up the good win on the road at Franklin Central last night?
Well, Center Grove's a really good team. They're ranked sixth in the state, and they earned that. They're on an 18-game winning streak. But we were right there. We had some troubles early hitting the basket. Missed a lot of shots that we normally would hit early, and so we got behind. But we kept digging and kept digging and kept digging. And our approach, our philosophy, I guess, of that game was to try to keep pressing and pressuring them into mistakes. And then as the game wore on and they got tired, that we would be, you know, in a much better position. And that's actually how it played out. We made a comeback from 11 down at one point and got the game tied. And then they a foul that was indeed a foul, although with 7 seconds left, usually officials kind of swallow the whistle. This guy didn't. And that's okay, because it was nobody would have complained about that foul in the first quarter. So they hit a free throw and we couldn't manage to get a bucket down in the last 4 seconds. So still, it was a great effort on our part. We go into a hostile environment, their place where it's awfully tough to win, and almost won, had a chance. Then we come into Franklin Central, and we were a little sluggish at first, and we got behind 14-9 in the first, just a little sluggish in everything. Really turned it up nicely in the second and third quarters. We went up from five down at the end of the first quarter to 21 ahead at the end of the third. And then, unfortunately, kind of relaxed a little bit. But the second and third quarter showed just how good we can be when we're focused and when we attack the basket and attack the other team defensively.
Coach Kara Goss had 13 points last night, and she was the leading scorer. She was 100% from the free throw line and 55% shooting. She now averages 11 points per game, kind of in a three-way kind of challenge for the leading scorer position with Sherelle Newsom and Bria Winsey. Talk about Kara Goss's offensive play, how it's kind of picked up here later in the season.
Well, her offensive play has been a key for us all year long. Not necessarily early, it wasn't scoring so much, but she handles the basketball. She plays the point most of the time. She dishes the ball off. She rebounds. She gets offensive rebounds. She kind of makes things happen for us, and she's done much more of that lately. She's a very, very versatile player. A lot of the so-called experts, and I really mean so-called experts because good basketball people recognize what she does, may not notice her because she's not scoring 20, 25 points a game. But she's scoring 10 to 15 points a game. She's rebounding. She's playing defense on their best player all the time. And she's, you know, just really doing a all-around great job. She hands off assists, and she's kind of our team leader, the person out there in control.
Coach, you got Carmel coming up on Friday. Take me through, what is there to improve upon for the Greyhounds coming into Ben Davis on Friday?
Well, we need to make sure that we take away their outside shooting. They run an unusually a large amount of offensive sets, different sets, four or five different sets that they run out of, and they double screen and they screen the screener an awful lot, and they're always moving and they're always looking for the three. They've got three or four kids that like to shoot the three, and then they have about three different defenses that they play, from man to a couple different types of zone, and then they press. It's just an awful lot to prepare for. And we're going to basically try to prepare mostly for what we do. Instead of worrying so much about, you know, gee, we're going to worry about playing Carmel, we want to make Carmel worry about playing us.
All right, the Giants take on Carmel on Friday night. Coach, thanks for your time. We'll talk next week as we get you set for sectional play.
All right, thanks.
The Lady Giants are in action on Friday here at home against Carmel. We'll have the coverage on WBDG for a 7:30 tip time there, and then the sectional draw, the Giants drew the bye, so they will be playing the winner of Decatur Central and Perry Meridian next Friday night at Southport is a location with that sectional there. And so we'll come back next week. We'll talk about hopefully a win over Carmel and getting you set for the sectional matchups on Friday. So that's going to do it for us. For Joe Lentz, my name's Grant Coe. Have a wonderful afternoon. We hope you have a great day.